Okay, today's daf is Eirvin, daf Ayin Beis, as we continue in Perak Hador, here in the sixth Perak of Maseches Eirvin, which is all about Inyanim of Eirv Chatzeros and Shitof Mavaos, and we are on Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. We'll pick it up from the third to last line on Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. So the Gemara here is discussing the relationship between those two items, Eirv Chatzeros and Shitof Mavaos, and Eirv Chatzeros being for the houses that are adjoining in one yard, and the Shitof Mavaos are the yards that are adjoining into a larger alleyway. So the question is, what happens if I do one? Does it cover the other? Says the Gemara, Pligi ba Rav Nachumi v'Rabba. So this is a machlokas about the prior machlokas that was quoted on the Gemara relating to, does one work for the other? Does your shitof cover your Erev or not? So that is a machlokas between Rav Nachumi and Rabba, or the Bach says Rabba bar Yosef. Chad amar bipas dukuliyamalo pligi tibachad asagi. One opinion holds that everybody would agree that if you use bread, chadasagi, one would be enough, because bread could be used either for a shitof or an eruv, and you can, according to this opinion, be somech al hashitof b'makam eruv. If you use bread for your shitof mavos, you don't have to, but if you would use bread for your shitof mavos, so then that would be good enough to cover your eruv chatzeros, even if you didn't make an eruv chatzeros. Remember, we had a couple of days ago when we had those two great rabbis that were living in the same community, and they were asked, because there was an issue of the water spilling before the baby, or maybe after the baby had a bris milah, daf samach zayin amabez, and they asked, did you make an eruv? And he said, no, we didn't make an eruv. And then they asked, did you make a shituf? Right? Sounds like, because the shituf could have covered you also, in terms of taking that from a house to a yard. They said, oh, we didn't make a shituf. They said, oh, what happened? Fechulu. So here too, says the Gemara, that everybody would agree that had you used bread, it would be good enough. The bechadah sagi, it would be good enough even for your eruv. Ki pligi b'yayin. The machlokas is, if you use wine, which was the more common item that was used for a sheet of mavaos, so, and every chatzar would be connected to some of the wine in a barrel. So the question is, would that be good enough for the Erev? Or do you say no, since the yayin couldn't be used for the Erev itself, and is not used to them, that wouldn't be able to cover you for your Erev. Why would it be good? So Rashi quotes the Lashon that comes up elsewhere in various sugyas. On the bottom, Rashi, ki pligi b'yayin, the machlokas is, by wine, kishenish tatfu b'yayin b'mavui. When they used wine for the shitof in the mavui, that's the machlokas. To the Rabbi Meir, the prior machlokas that was quoted. According to Rabbi Meir, lo samchin alei b'erev v'chatzeros. It wouldn't be good. You would not be able to rely on it for your Erev. De'ein ma'arvin l'chatzeres b'yayin, period. Because you can't use the wine for an Erev, therefore, just because you used it for a shituf, it doesn't matter. But that's shituf, and this is Erev. Ula rabbanan shari, v'yavagav d'yayin b'chazer l'chazi. But according to Rabbanan, it would be good enough. Why? Here's the principle. Migu d'chazi l'milsei b'shituf samchinan alei b'chazer. Since it is appropriate and it works in the spot that it's in, it fulfills its halachic obligations in the spot that it's in, so too, it can work for where you are applying it to. So, because the wine can work for the shituf, and it worked there, so we can apply it to the Erev as well. So that is the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, according to one opinion here, that everybody would agree that pas would work, because for sure you can apply one to the other. The machlokas is by wine. Chad, next opinion. V'chad amar, says the Gemara, b'yayin to kol yamalo pligi divinatarti. And others say, no, wine for sure would not work. You don't say, migo de chazi lamilsei, since it was roy in its spot, so then you would be able to extend it. No, wine is no good for an eruv, ki pligi b'pas, and the machlokas is pas. There is an opinion now, the pendulum swings, the chedesh is on the other side, that even though you have all of these people adjoining in a shituf, even with bread, that's still not going to work for the chatzar. So there is some lumdus here, but a lot of this might just be technical dinim drabanan. Remember, these are all dinim drabanan. So one might say the issue is, you know, how much of a zikaron is it? That even if you would use something for a shituf, even if you'd use bread for a shituf, you still might say it can work for the Erev because, you know, the chazawar misakein, that you need something specifically for the Erev. Otherwise, you might say there is some type of lumdus on the drabanan level. How much of a relationship is there between the shituf and the eruv? Is it the same exact idea that is occurring? You're bringing your houses together in the yard and yards together in the shituf. Is it the same exact idea? Or is there something different being created here? By an eruv, it's really like the Rambam's lashon before, that everybody's becoming guests, orchim to one, wherever the Erev is. They're guests to that house. Is that happening with the Chatzar and the Shituf? Is that really occurring, that there's going to be one owner plus everyone else's guest? Or is there more of a partnership? Shituf, and maybe that's why not only do we call it something different just to differentiate, which is how most Rishonim assume, an Erev and a Shituf, but maybe there's something different in terms of the conceptual way the Rabbanan created these ideas. Erev Chatzeris really means a mixture, an Erev. You have come together into one house. Shituf Avos is more of a partnership. You keep your own identity, but you're connected, and that's good enough. So the more you say that there's a difference, you might say it's harder to use one for the other, even if it would be bread. The more you say they're connected, so you might say have more flexibility. Okay, period. Says the Gemara Meisvei. I'll ask you a question from the language of the Rabbanan. B'chachamim omrim o ma'arvin o mishtatvin. The Rabbanan's language in the Brisa that was right before we started today, the Brisa said either or. O ma'arvin o mishtatvin. Either or. So my lav, doesn't that mean o ma'arvin b'chatzer b'pas o mishtatvin b'mavi b'yayin? Doesn't that mean either or what you generally do by these items? Wouldn't that be good enough? And therefore, that would be a raya that you would be able to use yayin for a shituf, and that would cover you even for the mavui. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav Hachi Ka'amar. O ma'arvin b'chatzer b'pasu mutar and kan v'kan. No, this is what it means. Either you can use bread for a chatzer and it's mutar in both places, o mishtatvin b'mavui b'pasu mutar and kan v'kan, or you can use bread in a mavui also. So basically, ozeh means both with bread. Period. So what do we paskin? Amar of Yehuda Marav, halacha Rabbi Meir. The halacha is like Rabbi Meir, who has a more limited allowance. Remember, Rabbi Meir's lashon in the Brisa yesterday was a lashon of Shlotish Takech Toras Erev. Right? Ma'arvin b'chatzeros u'mishtafin b'mavui. So it's not forgotten. Sheyomer Rabbi Seino lo irvu. So people might say there was no Erev. So Rabbi Meir is the more limited shita. So halacha is like Rabbi Meir. What does halacha mean? It means that people, Rabbanim, give shi'urim in public saying Rabbi Meir is the halacha. V'rav Huna amar minuk Rabbi Meir. Not as strong of a lashon of halacha, Rabbi Meir. The minhag is, if somebody comes and asks privately what one should do, they would say, you know, go like Rabbi Meir. But that's not as strong of a lashon as halacha, Rabbi Meir. We have minhag, Rabbi Meir. And then the third lashon is Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nahagu Ha'am, Rabbi Meir. Right? The minhag olam is like Rabbi Meir, but we might not even paskin that way. It's not wrong, but it's not the best. We wouldn't paskin that way, even if somebody asked privately. Three different lashonos of halacha, minhag, and nahagu. So lamaisa, what do we paskin? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Pei Zayin, and we'll see this is going to be important, halacha lamaisa. Shin Pei Zayin, says the Shulchan Aruch, many of these simanim in Shulchan Aruch have one si'if. Very short si'ifim. The title of this si'if is Shutafin B'mavui Tzrichin La'ariv V'chatzeros. That's the title of the siman. Even if you do a shituf, you got to do a erif. Hamishtatin b'mavui, says the Shulchan Aruch, tzrichin la'ariv b'chatzeros. If somebody does a shituf, they have to be ma'arif also. Kidei shalo yishkachu hatinokos toras erif, so that the children don't forget toras erif. So bizmana says we forget everything anyway, because nobody knows about the shituf or about the or about the erif. But at least, you know, it should be that if you ever do a shituf, then you would have to do an erif also, says the Shulchan Aruch. Me'ikar adin, as the poskim in the Mefarshim, the Nosek again quote, Medina, you wouldn't have to because you already are memela connected, but you do it shalot shakik toras erif. Shaharei enatinokos makirim man nasi b'mavui. The children in one yard have no idea what's going on in the alleyway, in the more public area. So that's why you have to set the erif in, and everybody will know the erif is in such and such a chatzer. Lefichach im nishtatvu b'mavui b'pas, somchen alav ein srichan l'arbe chatzeros. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, but if you use bread, then it could cover. Only if you use wine, they don't. But if you use bread, it's okay. Shahari atinokas makirim bepas. Kids know about the bread or about the matzah. V'yesh omrim, and others say no. She'im lo erva kolchatzer la'atzma in somchan alashituf. Even if you use bread, it's not good enough. Ava kishakol chatzer erva la'atzma v'akach v'shadav v'mavi lo erva derchuzakam shebeneim. He continues to quote a more machmor opinion. But skip to the Ramah. The Ramah holds Lakula, the Yesh Omrim, Disonchim. Right, the first opinion obviously was like Rabbi Meir. Right, that's what the Baragola says. Brisa Ervin Pe'alef, but it's also Ayin Beis Yerker B'Meir. The Ramah says V'yesh Omrim the Somchen Ashita B'Makam Eiriv Afilo Lo Nishtafu Ela B'Yayin V'chein Somchen Ha'Eir B'Makam Shituf. One or the other is fine. That is the Shita of the Ramah. Meaning, the question is here: when we say we don't end up saying Halacha Kribi Meir. We say Nago Am Kribi Meir, Mina Kribi Meir, much more Bidi Evid Lashon. And the Ramah Paskins like Rov Rishonim, which is like the Rabbanan, like the Rashi or Paskins, like others that go like the Rabbanan, and one can be Mekel. And that is why the Ramah that we have mentioned before, the Ramah, what do we do today? What do we do in our Eruvs today? The Ramah writes in Simin Shin Samach Vav that our, what we call Eruvs, are really Shituvs. It's closer to a Shituv than an Eruv, because we don't have houses into yards. We have yards and streets and very public. So, says the Ramah in Shin Samach Vav, that's the discussion of where to put the Eruv. So the Shulchan Aruch says there, Habayi Shemenichan Bo Erev Ein Sarach Litin Pas. As we've said, that with the house that you put the Erev in does not have to give bread. And not because you have other pieces of bread in the house, but because that is the makom that everybody are guests to. Ve'ein Sarach Sheyehe Be'erev Shava Pruta. Ve'menichem Oso B'chatzar Ela B'bayi Sharoi L'dira. You have to put it into a base dira, says the Shulchan Aruch. And it has to have Dalan Amos HaDalan Amos. Vechulu, and then the Ramah adds, "V'haminag bezman hazeh lohanir ha'eruv bebeis haKnesses." The minag is to put it in the shul, as we have said, "V'cheinagu hakadmonim." Why is it the minag to put it in the shul? V'nira liyatam says the Ramah, "The eruv in shalano yeshlam din shituf ve'insorach lohaniach bebeis dira." Either shul is not a place where people live, but still it has the din of a shituf, and shituf bavos does not have to be in a beis dira. Only Erev Chatziros. And our, what we call Erev today is really a Shituf, and therefore it does not have to be in a Beis Dira. And we also mentioned months ago that maybe you put it in the shul so that you don't get into issues of people going away for Shabbos and the house is locked and the Erev is not accessible. So you put it in a public place so anybody could get it if they would want to. But this Ramah has to be read in light of the other Ramah. Meaning, okay, it's a Shituf, but where's your Erev? I want to marry Rabbi Meir. The answer is Maker Adin Rov Rishonim Paskin like the Rabbanon. And that is, as long as you do a Shituf, and we do a Shituf with bread, right? We use matzah or bread, generally matzah, so it doesn't spoil or get moldy. So that is why, once you do the Shituf, then one would not have to do the Erev afterwards. That is what we rely on. That's again in Shin Samach Vav, Sif Gimel in the Ramah. Okay, a couple of other points here that are important on this Gemara. So we have here different lashonos of halacha, minhag, and nahagu. The Ramah himself has a tshuva about this, about the different lashonos. It starts with the Ramah Shita in Simin Taf Tzadi. What's the Ramah in Taf Tzadi? Hilchas Yantif. What's Taf Tzadi? So says the Ramah. V'nohagin. That's the lashon of the Ramah here. V'nohagin. V'nohagin lomar shira shirim b'shabesh l'chalamoi. Nilchas Pesach. The Ramah says, we're nohig to say Shir Shirim on Shabbos Chalamoi, v'imchal Shabbos v'yantum for Achron, omrim oso bosa Shabbos. V'chein adin besukis en kohelas. V'noagin lomar rus bashvuas. V'ha'am nohagu shelo levarech aleyam amikra megillah v'lo amikra ksuvim. So in the same Ramah, you have different words. But the Ramah is medactic, exactly what word he used. So right here, we appreciate it in the light of our Gemara. The Ramah first says, the Nohagin, Nohagin Lomar, all the Megillas, and then he quotes, Nohagu Ha'am Shalol Levarech. Nohagu Ha'am Shalol Levarech. Says the Gra, famous Gra, the Gra says, no, I mean, the Ramah sounds like even if you lay it with a cloth. Of course, if you don't lay it with a cloth, that's not a real Kriya. But even if you lay it with a cloth, the Pashas of the Ramah is that you would not make a Bracha. And that's what the Taz says over here. But the Magen Avraham, Mr. Burr quotes, the Magen Avraham hiskim im osan aposkim, ha-matzrichim levarech al kulam chutz me koheles. All of them except koheles. Right, interesting, what is not here? Which one is not here? Echa's not here, and Esther's not here. Esther's not here because you have a separate area of halakhas of Esther, that of course you have to, because that's the only one that's mechuyav. That's a chovas gavra. The other four are minhagim. But the Magen Avraham quotes, you can make a bar on all of them except for Koheles. The Hagra, Bibi Yeroda, Af al Koheles, Yish Levarech, the Hagra makes a bracha even on Koheles. But Lachain, the Minag is not to make a bracha on Echa. Some do, Minag Yerushalayim is, but some don't make a bracha on Echa, even if you'd read it from a cloth, because it's a different type of Megillah, we'd rather it not last. V'chulu, the tragic Megillah. But there are Mishnah Berurah ends off by saying, V'nachain, Hanoeg Levarech al Kalpanim, Kishaksuv and al Klaf, Bevadei Ein Limchos Biyado. Right? That won't be mocha. But it's not 100% clear the Ramah is talking about with a chlap, but that's the Pashas. The Pashas of what the Ramah is talking about. Also, one can see what he says in the Darkei Moshe. But that is the Ramah. The Ramah says, Noagin to make say all the Megillas, and Noagu not to be Mavarech. In a tshuva, the Ramah, in Simen Lamed Hei, says, discusses, you know, when do you make a bracha on a minhag, when do you not make a bracha on a minhag? The biggest area, which is, this is discussed already in the Rishonim, is Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Does one make a bracha on Halal on Rosh Chodesh? Major machlokas Rishonim. Bali Atosva say, one makes a bracha on Halal on Rosh Chodesh, which is a minhag, and the Ramah says not. And that later on turns out to be a machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramah. So the Ramah says, discussing this issue, Sha'alti Yididi, Amashakasafti B'Shulchan Aruch, what I wrote in the Shulchan Aruch in Taf Beiches, that you make a bracha on Halal and Rosh Chodesh, and Ubimin Hagim, and you saw people, Nahagu Ha'am Levarech Ligmar Halal. I say, Amikra, O Kasafti Simin Taf Tzadi, what we just read, Nahagim Lekro Shir Ashir and Pesach Rus Vachulu, V'am Nahagu Shul Levarech. And the Maharil says to make a bracha on Mikra Megillah, but says the Ramah, look at the Lashon that I used. I don't use the exact same words. V'chein dikdati, b'masha kasafti, v'ha'am nohagu shelo levarech. V'lo kasafti stam, v'chein nohagin, k'moshu midarki, b'shar mekomos, u'puk chazi mayam adabar. Nohagu shelo levarech doesn't mean I'm totally against it. Just means that's what is done. Nohagin is more of a l'chachila language. I have to go through all the Ramahs in Shulchan Aruch to figure out when he says Nohagu and when he says Noagim. Then he quotes a number of reasons why the minhag was not to make a bracha on the Megillas. That's what he goes through in this tshuva. Okiosa kriya muskeres begemara softayin is to come akor and bekinos. The only one mentioned in Shas is Eicha. Aval kriya shemegillas elu eino ela minhag ba'alma kamoshi isvayar. V'lachein nira midivrei arayzik tirna shedinan chiluk me'echa megillah ve'ein levarech aleihem. He says, no, I'm not against it if somebody says it, but I think for a number of reasons this bracha is not set. It's machalik between Halel and this discussion. Okay, Halel is a minhag kavua and it's mentioned in the Gemara. V'chul, only my question is the bracha. This is interesting Ramah, different levels of minhag. Different levels of it. Sometimes people say, oh, it's only a minhag. Is it a minhag quoted in Shas? That's the Ramah. Is it a minhag that the source of it is in Shas? How early is it? Is it quoted in the post? Is it quoted in Shulchan Aruch? There are many minhagim quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Right, saying Halal Rosh Chodesh, Hoshanis, Kaparis is a machlokas. You know, all of these are somewhat different. But this is an important discussion in terms of the levels of minhagim. Just remember the Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim says that one violates lo sasur if one doesn't keep a minhag of Klal Yisrael. Not only dinim daraisa, dinim darabanim. Even minhagim, says the Rambam. So one has to be very careful. There's a minhagim, but yesh v'yesh. There are minhagim and there are minhagim. There's a language that says minhag mevatel halacha. So on the one hand, it's very important. On the other hand, some Rishonim say, yeah, but minhag is osios gehenim. So if it's a minhag ta'us, then it could be just the opposite. So one has to know about different types of minhagim. The Rishonim discusses the beginning of Maseches Bava Basra, where minhagim are discussed. Either way, that's an important issue. Okay, let's continue. One other ha'ara, and that is Tosfos here. Tosfos says, Nagu ha'am kerbi meir. What's the downside? Usually, Tosfos quotes from other Gemaras that when you have these types of lashonos of, you know, halacha like him, privately will tell you, you know, only if it's done by the Evan. There's usually a downside. There's usually a risk factor. What's the risk factor here by passing like Rabbi Meir? What's the negative? That's Tosfos' question here in Nagu Ha'am. Perak Basra the Tainus, Mifarish de Oruye lo Morinan Kavase, V'yavdina lo Machina V'yadaya. We're on protest. V'yam Tomer, Ma Machashayakan. What's the protest? Why would we say that if you make a Shituf, you know, you'd also have to make an Erif? Why would we say that? Im Machmirin Kirbi Meir Lasos Erif Shituf. So Tosfos has two opinions. Number one, De Lohavi Bracha Levatala. Number one, there's an extra bracha that you're going to say. Next to bracha, isn't there? Remember we mentioned the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchas Eirvin, in the end of Perek Vav. The Rambam says that's a machlokas about Eirv Tchumen, but the issue is bracha. The Rambam says, kishem, important kishem, kishem shemavarchan alei ruvei chatzeros, v'shitufei mova'os, kach mavarchan alei ruvei tchumen. You even make a bracha also on Eirv Tchumen, but the Rambam says you make a bracha on Eirv chatzeros, you make a bracha on shitufei mova'os. And the Ravid says, sorry, I don't like that extension of Eirv Tchumen, because where's the mitzvah? Okay, let's sarach mitzvah, but where's the mitzvah? That was the machlokas you have between the Rambam and the Ravid, which maybe we'll talk about again about Shem in a minute. But everybody seems to agree that you make a bracha on Chatzer, Erev Chatzer, the Shita Mavos. And remember we said last week, we said that there's a mitzvah to be involved in an Erev, Chatzeros even. And the Gemara even wondered on Daf Samaches how there can be two great rabbis that live in a place without an Erev. That was the mark of the Chassam Sofer quoted that. So that is one idea, says Tosfos. You're going to make a bracha of Atala, a bracha for no reason. Is that an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan? Making a bracha of Atala. What are we paskin about that? So that also is a machlokas. The Gemara says in brachas Taf Lamed Gimbal, if somebody says a bracha she'enet sricha, one violates lo sisa. What happens if they're just right now in the middle of shir? I just get overwhelmed with avas Hashem and I come out and say, Baruch ata Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, borei menei mezonos. Osem ase bracious. A beautiful statement. Gorgeous. God, you're the king of the world and he creates. Is there anything wrong with that? So of course there's something wrong with that. Is that a violation of lo sisa shem Hashem lekachal hashav? Says the Rambam, yes. The Rambam says, saying a bracha she'enet sricha is like here. If we don't paskin like Rebbe Meir, it's a bracha she'enet sricha, so then it's an isadaraisa to make a bracha in a place where Chazal did not enact it. Most Rishonim do not hold that way. Ba'alei Tosfos, brachas Lamagimel, they say, that's a lo sisa means an asmachta. Really, we paskin, what's lo sisa? Saying shem Hashem for nothing. Right, saying it not in the context of a bracha. And a bracha is a beautiful statement. Okay, the Rabbanan told you not to make a bracha in the middle of nowhere. So that's why it's going to be us and the Rabbanan. But on a Daraisa level, it's beautiful. There's nothing wrong with it. On a Daraisa level, it's making a beautiful statement. So that's a machlokas. Rishonim making a bracha she'enet sricha is that nisid Daraisa or nisid Rabbanan. So Ba'alei Tosfos here, if we would put Ba'alei Tosfos together, we would say that's the downside. Ba'alei Tosfos would say elsewhere that bracha she'enet sricha is nisid Rabbanan. So here too, that's the downside. You might say that if it was Nisa Daraisa, you know, you'd be even more adamant and vehemently opposed to going like your mayor, even B'dieved. But that is the first day of Bracha Levatala. Just thinking now, interesting, the reason that Ashkenazim, maybe it's L'shitaso, to give him covet, maybe it gives it even more oomph, what I'm about to say. The reason that Ashkenazim say Baruch Shem Kavod after they put on tefillin, we know that we paskin like Ba'alei Tosfos, that we make two brachas on tefillin, right? L'haniach and al mitzvas tefillin. But the minhag is, the Rama quotes, to say Baruch Shem after I get my tefillin in the right spot, not right away. The Mishnah Berurah screams about that. Sometimes people make al mitzvas tefillin, Baruch Shem, Baruch Shalom, and then they get their tefillin in the right spot. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's foolish. Why? Because then I've ruined my bracha before I did anything. I should make the bracha al mitzvas tefillin, then I get the tefillin in the right spot, and then I say Baruch Shem. 20 seconds later, it's fine. Why do we say Baruch Shem? Because we have covered for the Rambam. Because the Rambam says only one bracha on tefillin. So we really passing like Ashkenazim to make two brachas on tefillin. If we really passing like the Rambam, we wouldn't make the bracha in the first place. So we really passing two brachas on tefillin. But we have covered for the Rambam. So maybe, with this understanding, we just said, it was the quote of this machlokas, maybe it's really covered for the Rambam, because the Rambam himself says that what we're doing is Nisar Daraisa. So that's why we're really having cover for the Rambam, both for Hishita and Hilchas Tfilin, and Hishita and Hilchas Bracha She'enet Sricha. And that's why we're saying a Baruch Shem afterwards. Ba'alei Tosfos argue on both. Ba'alei Tosfos say it's only, you make two brachas on Tfilin, and Bracha She'enet Sricha is only in Issa D'Rabbanan. So that is all issue number one Tosfos has, what the downside, what the risk factor would be for going like a Yemeir, might as well make an Erev. What's the difference? Right, the answer is because you make an extra bracha. Oh, so you might say, okay, just don't make a bracha. No, you can't do that. Generally, if we're doing a mitzvah that has a bracha related to it, unless it's a makam suffik, you know, we would say a bracha. That is issue number one. Then Tosfos has a second issue. Inami im nimnoim al kach lahabi sakin v'chamin letzarech mila. A second answer, says Tosfos, is if we really would like require it, people would think it's me'ikir hadin. And then, let's say you forgot to do it, and there'd be a bris milah in the courtyard. They would, oh, we didn't make an eruv. Oh, we can't do the bris milah. They'd be scared, and maybe the milah would be pushed off, even though we don't paskin that way, me'ikir hadin. So that's what Tosfos says. That would also be a downside, a risk factor that people might end up getting the misimpression that this is really me'ikir hadin that we paskin like the Rabbanan. Like the Rameyer and not like the Rabbanan. So that is a couple of issues that come up. Just one other interesting case where the issue of Bracha She'enet Sricha comes up. I might have mentioned this recently in a shiur, and that is if somebody is fleishik and they're about to eat ice cream and they made a shahakol on the ice cream and they're about to put it into their mouth and then they remembered that they are fleishik. So what does one do at that moment? You can't go ask a shayla, right? You may have already made a bracha. So what do you do? So our knee-jerk reaction would be, say Baruch Shem Kavod. Put the ice cream down. No way. But Rov HaPoskim seem to say, Rav Avadya has a beautiful long tshuva about this and others, both Poskim say, take a little sip, take a little bite, a little bit, because you have to make a bracha rishona even on a tiny amount to Paskin. It does not make you milchik, but take a little bit. Why? As long as, let me backtrack, as long as it's after an hour or more. Because at this stage, we're only in the minhag world. We're not eating basa b'chalav together, we're in the minhag world. An hour after, the Ramah quotes the minhag of an hour, the Dutch minhag. The Ramah quotes that minhag in Yoredei, in Hilchos Basar B'Chalav. So let's think about this now. Not eating this is a minhag, but I made a brachah shenei tzricha, which is daraisa according to the Rambam, and it's an iser d'rabbanan according to other Rishonim. So that's why most Rishonim say you take a little bit. If I already put it on the spoon, that's not called b'di'evan. I already put it on the spoon. I want to put it back. Now that's not called b'di'evan. If I already made the bracha, and then I remember, so then that's the case where Pashas, we would say, take a little bit, and that would be what is called for. Okay. There's more here, but let's continue. Says the Mishnah, as we continue in issues of Erev Chatzeros. Says the Mishnah, Chamisha Chaburos Sheshavsu B'Traklin Echad. If there are five groups of families that are living in one traklin. Imagine a huge room with cubicles. There are cubicles where people are living. Huge room, cubicles. So the question is, and then that goes out into the yard. And there are other people in the houses that go into the yard. So does every single family in the cubicle have to contribute to the Eruv? Or is it they're one big happy family? And therefore just one of the members has to. So machlokas. Beishamai omrim eruv lekol chabura v'chabura. Beishamai says each and every one has to take part. Beishamai says rishu yosei hen chalukin. Their rishuyos are considered split, and each of them has to be. It's as if they're living in five houses. And Beis Hillel omrim eruv echalukulon. And Beis Hillel says no, one eruv. They're all one big happy family. Good. We'll have to see the metzias exactly how tall the walls are. As Hashem in the Gemara. Umodim. But, says the Mishnah, Bizman Shemiksasan Sharuyin Bachadarim O Baalios. But everybody, even Beis Hillel, would admit that if they're really living in rooms or different levels, which sounds like it's totally like walls, what we would call it, so then that's for sure separated. Shein Srichan Eruv, Lakol Chabur Vechabura. It's like a different apartments. Different apartments, then for sure they each have to give Lakol Chabur Vechabura. There are two dayas in the Rashba, and the Rashba likes one of the dayas. What happens if you have some of the rooms that are totally enclosed, like in Alios and Chaburas, and some of them that are open? So the ones that are totally enclosed, they for sure have to give a separate portion of the Erev. But once you have some that are totally enclosed in the Shtraklin, is that Megala? Does that tell us that every single family, even the ones in the cubicles, are also considered separate? Or do we say no? Just the ones in the Shtraklin, just the ones in the closed off areas. And the Rashba is of the opinion that it means all of them. Even the ones that are not in the enclosed off areas, once there are some that are enclosed, that's Megala, that this is a private Traklin. And therefore, all families in this Traklin, in this palace, literally, should be viewed as separate families. He says here, Sagat al-Khamina, Avavishin is Chalko ben Mechit Saratik, or Lo Yitzuch and Eir Befnei Atzman, Vechul, Kamash Malan, they need. Even the ones that are not totally broken off. Okay, says the Gemara now, we will have four opinions about this machlokas b'shamay Beis Hillel. What exactly is the case that they are discussing? So, number one, Amar of Nachman, machlokas b'mesipas. Mesipas is a low wall, an inferior type of very low wall. A very low wall. On the side here it says, kosel chalul sheishbo chalonos. You can see through it. It's very low, right? That's, either way, it's a low wall. So that's the machlokas, whether you look at them as separately or not. Avo b'mechitza asar, but if you have a 10 tefach wall in between, which isn't so high either, but it's a serious wall, a 10 tefach wall, about 30, 32, 33 inches, so then it's an Erev, then even Beis Hillel would agree it's separate. If you have a 10 tefach wall, Ika da Amri number 2, Amar Rav Nachman, af b'mesipas machlokas. No, even this low, inferior type of wall, where it's hardly even separating, even there, Beis Shammai says that they're separate. Pligi bar Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi. Number three, Chad Amar Machlokas b'Mechitzos Amagias Latikra. One says the Machlokas is by the walls that could get up all the way to the ceiling. The walls get up all the way to the ceiling. That's the Machlokas. And even there, Beis Hillel says, one for all. We'll have to see how we read the Sefer of the Mishnah, right? As the Gemara will talk about. Good. Magias Latikra. But walls that are not magia, that don't get up to the ceiling. So then, one for all, everybody agrees, even Beis Shammai would agree. Tosfos here discusses, again, the Gemara will allude to it later also, it must be, when we're talking about mechitos ha-magios latikra, we're not talking about full-fledged walls. Right? Maybe curtains. Something that separates, but it's not like a separate room. The Gemara is going to ask that, but Tosfos is even in the Havamina here, it must be that it's not that it is totally separate. That's the bottom line in Tosfos. Tahacha ayri b'mechitos arai, kegon yurios shemafsikin ad atikra. If sometimes you have curtains, which aren't really walls, like the Mishnah says afterwards. Either way, this is the third approach. And v'chad amar, machlokas v'mechitzos shein magiyos latikra. And the fourth one is, the machlokas is where the walls do not reach the ceiling. Aval mechitzos ha-magiyos latikra. Divrei akol tzrich an eir v'kol chabura v'chabura. But if they reach the ceiling, then obviously, even if it's yurios arai, putting in Tosfos's explanation, one would require that separate eruvin for each chabura. This is something to make a comment on that line, but let's just first do a little bit more. Says the Gemara Meisvei. So I'll bring you a brisa that seems to support one of the approaches. Rabbi Yehuda Hasavar, Rabbi Yehuda, who was the Bala Svara. He gave great svaras. Bala Svara, Rashi on top. Al Shem Churfei Karilei Hachi. Right, because of his sharpness, they called him Rabbi Yehuda Hasavar. Lo nech luku b'shamay be. He made the following statement in a brisa. Lo nech luku b'shamay be silel al mechitzos hamagios latikra shetzrichen eiriv l'kol chabura v'chabura. They did not argue if the wall reached the ceiling. L'kol chabura v'chabura, you of course you need al manech luku al mechitzos shein magios latikra. The machlokas is where the walls did not reach the ceiling. Shebeshamay omrim eiriv l'kol chabura v'chabura ubeisil omrim eiriv echelukulan. And Beisil says not. So what's this version? The Brisa says the Machlokas is where the walls don't reach the ceiling, but if they reach the ceiling, so that there's no Machlokas, everybody agrees you need each one. So remember we had four Shitas. So this is basically Mefurish, like one of the Shitas. Mefurish. So let's just go through it. Laman da Amar b'mechitzo samagios l'tikra. Machlokas tifta. According to the one who says that the Machlokas is even where the walls reach the ceilings, that's for sure explicitly against this approach of the Brisa. Right, tiyufta. So that's knocked out. Ulaman to Amr b'mechitzos she'ein magios latikra machlokas. And according to the one that says the machlokas is by ein magios latikra, which was approach number four, the last one. So siyata, that's perfect. That's exactly what we said. So the first two, one is exactly, and one is exactly wrong. Lahach l'shadam Rav Nachman machlokas b'mesipas. And according to the one who says that the machlokas is by the very little walls. But everybody would agree if you have a 10 tefach wall, tiyufta, that's also against. Because here we say even up to almost the ceiling. And lahach lishna, the last one, lahach lishna damar Rav Nachman af b'misimas machlokas. But what about according to the opinion that says there's a machlokas by very inferior walls and by 10 tefach walls? Lema tavi tiyufta, is this price explicit? It's not explicitly against that. Because that opinion said there's a machlokas even by 10 tefach walls. And this price says there's a machlokas if the walls don't reach the ceiling. So it's not saying exactly the same thing, but are they contradictory? So I'm like, Nachman, no. Pligi b'mechitza v'odim b'mesipas. The machlokas would be by both, right? By if it doesn't reach the ceiling, and by mesipas. V'hai dekamiflagi b'mechitza lo'diach ha'kochan de'beis hillel. And the reason that it says mechitza in that opinion said it is to teach you the koach of beis hillel, that even though you have these mechitzos, 10 tefach mechitzos, as long as it doesn't reach the ceiling, Beis Hillel still says you can make one big error for them. Why didn't the Brisa say the other way? Even such a low level, inferior type of wall, and still Beis Shammai says they're separated, and you have to make an eruv? So it says the Gemara, koach tetera adif. No, it's more of a chiddush to tell me the koach, the hetera, that makes it more lakula. Period. We'll review that in a minute, koach, hetera, adif, but let's just go back for a minute to an earlier comment. First of all, when we say, 2 points on the earlier part of the Gemara. When we say mechitzas and magias latikra, the Rashba has an important comment, not here in the chidushim, but in his avodas hakodesh. I don't know if we ever used an avodas hakodesh yet in this pesachta. I don't think so. But the Rashba has a separate sefer avodas hakodesh. Half of it is on ochel nefesh. I use this in Maseches Beitzah or Maseches Eirfit. The second half is on in Yonim of Yontif and Muksa and Nolad, and the other half is on in Yonim of Eiriv and Tchumen. The Rashba writes in the Hakdamah here that he wrote Taras Abayis, which is on many halachas of Isser Vehetar and Yaradeya and Hilchas Nid and Hilchas Kashrus. Taras Abayis is whenever anybody learns Yaradeya, and they don't learn it without the Taras Abayis and the Mishmeres Abayis and the Machlokos between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. And he writes in the Hakdamah that these are some halachas that he didn't get to talk about in Taras Abayis. And he says, so this is called the Avodas HaKodesh, because it has to do with Yemei Kodesh. You may call those days of Kedusha, of Shabbos and Yontif, and it has to do with the Avoda that one does on those days. Right? Avodas Ochel Nefesh, and Avoda of carrying. So that is the two halachas that are different between Shabbos and Yontif, are carrying and cooking. So that's what this little sefer is about. So there, he quotes our Gemara, and he just has one little ha'ara. When it says, but it's somewhat, you brush by it, but you have to realize what he's saying. He's saying that even if the mechitzas don't reach the top of the ceiling, actually, but even within three tvachim, lavud. Even if it's lavud within three tvachim of the ceiling, that's good enough. Meaning, he's saying lavud l'chumra. That's not always clear. We have all the examples in Shas, in Maseches Sukkah, are if the schach are within three tvachim of the wall, if the two... Lavud of the ground, of the wall, all the cases, lavud is always lakula. If you say the halacha l'moshe misinai of, if something is within three tvachim of each other, it's considered connected, so then we find lakula in the Maseches Sukkah. But, all of a sudden here, the Rashba quotes it l'chumra, on a drabana level. But l'chumra, that once you say that it is all, if it's within three tvachim of the ceiling, it's as if the walls go all the way up, and therefore you would require an Erev Chatzer contribution from each family on the either sides. So that's an important ha'ara from the Rashba. The other issue to mention is a Shulchan Arach in Arachayim. One doesn't realize where this comes from until one learns Maseches Eruvim. We know the halacha is, again, not everyone, we're not always medactic on this, that one has to make sure that when there's a minyan davening, they're all in the same place in order to be called a minyan. If they're not in the same place, that's a problem. So what do you mean the same place? They're all in the shul, they're on the shul. But the question is, what happens if they're in, what if half the minyan is inside and half the minyan is outside? Half the minyan, so could you answer Dvarim Shebekdusha? You can probably answer Dvarim Shebekdusha. But is it called Tefillah B'Tzibur? There are higher standards for what's called Tefillah B'Tzibur than there is for just answering. Or Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about it. Others have a tshuva. Let's say you have, seven people that didn't daven yet. Six people even that didn't daven. Yeah, so they can daven and the other four can answer. That's not called Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's davening with a minyan and you can answer Dvarim Shebekdusha. But Tefillah B'Tzibur requires 10 people that didn't daven Shemoneh Esrei yet davening together Tefillah B'Lachash. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Nun Hei discusses. What about the case? What if somebody is a shul that has a very high bima? Very high bima. And it's higher than 10 tvachim. And let's say it has a gate around it so that people don't fall off. And let's say the chazan's up there, there's only nine of the... Is he in the same rishus? Is he not in the same rishus? These are very interesting discussions. You know, is that okay or not? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Shliach Tzibur Bateva. If the Shliach Tzibur is in the Teva, V'tisha Bebeis HaKnesses, Mitztarfin. They're mitzarif. Why? Afal pishi gavoa asara v'rechava dalad, v'yeshla machitzas gavoa asara. It's a separate rishus ayachid. So how is that one and be mitzarif? Mipnei shihi betela lagave beis haknesses. Because it's batel lagave beis haknesses. That's obviously only a section. It's batel lagave the beis haknesses. What if you have nine on the beam and one on the bottom? It's all connected. But let's say you have different rooms. Rav Schechter likes to point out, this happens a lot in a beis ha'avel. Sometimes if there's you're davening with a minyan, want you to make sure to try to have at least 10 in the room where the tefillah is going on. Because it's a dvarim shebek dusha. Betel agave beis haknesses. Okay, if there's a door and you can see in, there's also flexibility. But this is the Shulchan Aruch. But then the Shulchan Aruch adds a line. V'yesh mi shekasav. It's the smak. The smak gets the next line from our Gemara. V'yesh mi shekasav. Tahani mili. When could you be makel and count the chazin on the bima with the rest of the shul? K'she'ena machitzas magios latikras agag. which pashtus most of the time happens, where the walls around the bima don't go all the way up. If they like close them off in the bima, totally enclosed in some capsule, and the walls of the bima, the sides of the bima go all the way up, so that would be a problem. So as you have it, I'm just thinking now, you have decorative, very old shuls where you have, you know, the whole beam is enclosed in some type, not a cage, but some type of decorative elements, if it would be considered a wall. That's this smock. If you only have one person there and nine people on the floor, but he gets it from our Gemara. Magios Lagag, that's our Gemara, that's the smock that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Nunhei. An important halacha in Aruch Chaim. And you can look here in the Rav Zilberstein, he also quotes this discussion as well. Okay, we continue. Says the, just to end off, a Korach Dehter Adif. We can never have this go by without just mentioning the Rashi. The Rashi must say why the Gemara ended off by saying that it's always a greater chiddush to tell me the Koach of Heter, Koach Dehter. Question is why that is. You see on the side, it quotes, look in Rashi and Beitza Bezma Beis. If the Mesoras Hashas tells us that, then it's good to chazer each time. Because Rashi says there in Beitza, anybody could be Machmir. That's not telling you such a chiddush. If you don't know something, you can be machmir. To be mako, it's got to be somebody who really knows the halacha. Only somebody who is very comfortable with it and knowing, they can be mako. Rashi's lashon is koach tov lo lahashmienu koach divrei hamatir shehu somech al shmuaso ve'enu yarei lahatir. He's not scared. Meaning somebody can be mako even if they're just totally, not following halacha, that's fine too. But that's not a kula, it's just somebody who doesn't know. But if there's somebody who's authoritative and serious, and he's meko, then you know they really know the halacha. If you get a chumra from someone that doesn't show that they really know the halacha, it doesn't reflect it as much. Either way, that's the Rashi. And then the Tzlach, the well-known Tzlach, which we try to make well-known on that Rashi, says, well, let me say this. Koach Dehter Adif only applies by Yisurei D'Oraisa, where if you wouldn't have known otherwise, you would have been Machmir because of D'Oraisa, Savi D'Oraisa L'Chumra. So that's when we say Koach Dehter Adif. But by Durabanans, you would not say Koach Dehter Adif because you'd be Mekel anyway, because it's a Savi Durabanan. So there we would say Koach De Yisura Adif. That's the comment of the Tzlach. Then he runs into problems because he says the Gemara over there in Beitza is about Muksa, which is a Durabanan. So he's forced to say it's a strong, it's Kein D'Oraisa. What he doesn't answer is our Gemara. The Maariv Chayis there at Beitza says, look in Erev and Ayin Beis. Erev and Ayin Beis, this is also about a context Durabanan. Erev Chatzeros and Koach Dehter Adif. The Tzlach does not deal with that one. That's this Gemara kills him. This Gemara is about Erev Chatzeros. Over there, fine, he comes up with the Chiddush about Muksa. What, did he have to say the same thing here? It's Kein D'Oraisa, something like that. But this Gemara says the Maariv Chayis, torpedoes L'chora, that Chiddush of the Tzlach. Okay, we continue. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Savar. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda Savar, who said that if the walls reach the ceiling, everybody agrees. Right, fine. Amar of Nachman, by Yitzchak Masisan Amideka, the Mishnah also sounds like that. Diktani. Umodib is Vanshe Biksasan Shruyim Bachadarim Uba Alios, Shatsrichaner, Lakol Chabura Vachabura. Right, what the safe of the Mishnah say, that if they're in separate areas, rooms and upstairs, then they're separate. So my chadarim and my alios. What does that mean? Ilema chadarim chadarim mamish va'alios alios mamish. If it really means separate rooms and separate floors, pshita. That's obvious that they'd have to put an era for each person. So elolav ke'ein chadarim ke'ein alios. What must it mean? It means like. Doesn't mean mamish, but like. What does it mean? Like umayniu mechitos amagios latikar shvamina. Must mean these low level like curtains. Right, that not low level, low meaning inferior, curtains, there are rye, like Tosfos said before, and that's what the Mishnah sounds like. So even if Magias Latikra, once in Magias Latikra, there is no Machlokas. Good. Period. Tana, Bamedra Mamurim, when do we say the whole discussion here about the people in the Troklin and maybe being considered separate? Kishem Olichinese Ruva Lamakam Acher. That's only if the Erev is put in a different house in the Chatzer. Avalim Haya Eruvan Ba Etzlan. But if the Erev is put into one of the cubicles, Devriakol Erev Echelukulan. That everybody would agree it's okay, one Erev. Even in the cases where they're considered somewhat separate, it's okay. It's okay. Why? Rashi explains this opinion is assuming that the issue in the breakups of the cubicles is not because of an issue of mechitzos. It's just an issue of Erev Chatzeros, special din of Erev Chatzeros. And here, if it's there, then you don't have an issue of Erev Chatzeros because they're all, it comes to them. They're the hosts. Period. Kaman az lahad de tanya. The following b'raiso is who's the author? Chamisha shagavah seiruvan. Five people that collected the eruv. Kishem olich and seiruvan l'makom acher. Eruv echalakula. And if they put it somewhere else, then they one eruv for all. Kiman kebeis hillel. That's like beis hillel. Even if it's not in that place, still only one Erev, that's fine. Like Beis Hillel, who says, even if there are separate people here, they could still be Mitztarif, one Erev. V'ika d'amri, or a different version of what we just said, but Madram Amurim K'shay Erev ba'etzlon, only if it comes to them. Avalam hayim olich l'zeruv l'makam acher, if it goes out, t'ebriya kol tzrichan Erev l'kol chabur v'chabura. Everybody agrees that you need for each one. Keman azla, that's the statement. And therefore, keman azla ha'detani, chamish yikob ha'zeruv k'shom olich l'zeruv l'makam acher, Erev echa l'kulan. And who is the author then of the Brisa that says if you have five people, if they put the Erev somewhere else, all you need is one? Keman delo kechad, then that would not be like anybody, because we just said, according to the second version, even Beis Hillel would agree that you have to have separate ones for each of them. Period. Okay, let's just at least do the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ha'achim, next case of Erev Chatzeres, right? Before we just had, geographically they're together. So now we're going to talk about, not geographically, but you know, reality, they're supported. In one chatzer, you have a father and a couple of his kids. And the Mishnah says, they eat al shulchan avihem, which sounds like, literally, they don't have their own private kitchen. They eat there with their father. And they sleep in their own houses. But they always eat with their parents. Eat, the father and the kids are all considered separate residents in the chatzer. Which the Gemara will say, sounds like sleeping is the ikkar, not the eating. That's what we're going to get into this issue. It's going to come up in Hilchos and Eres Shabbos and Chanukah, but then we'll talk all about that. Lefichach, therefore, im shachach echad mehem v'lo irv, and therefore, if one of them did not take part in the irv, mevadlas reshusel, they'll have to do bitl reshus, because each of them are considered separate residents. Amosai, but this is only bizman shemolichin eruvan b'makam acher. This is only if the irv is not by their father. It's not by their father. Aval im haya erev ba'etzlan, if the erev is by the father, o she'eni man dir b'chatzer, or let's say they're the only residents of the yard, only the father and his kids, there's nobody else, so then ein tzrichan la'arif, then they don't need. So they are considered separate residents if there's anybody else in the yard, or if the erev, and if the erev is not by them. But if either or, if the erev is by the father, or there is no one else in the yard, then no erev is required. Right, we quote this, you know, two or three times in Shas, but whenever it comes up, it has to be mentioned. And that is the great Gra. And if there's any great Gra, they're all the Gras are great, but we got to quote the great Gra. The Gra was one time, you know, it said when he was in Galus, right? He was traveling, and v'nadar al pnei arzos Europe, and he was going through Europe, and he came to this Bala Bais's house, and the Bala Bais realized that he knows, didn't know who he was, but he takes out a chumash. He said, this was my Zaydis chumash. And I've asked this to many great rabbis, whoever passes through, and nobody can tell me what it means. What is it? On the side of his chumash, in Parshas Bereishis, where it talks about the sun and the moon and the Ma'oris HaGadol, Ma'or HaKatan, on the side of the chumash, it says, Gimel Vav Ayin Shin Aleph Nun Kuf. Gushanak. It says Gushanak. He's like, any idea what this is? I've been asking many, many people about what this is. So the Gra, without batting an eyelash, right? Sure. It's Rashi Tevis, Gushanak. Gadol v'samuch al shulchan aviv nikra katan. Gushanak, if you have an older child that is supported by the father, he's considered a katan, meaning he's considered like the father's residence. He's not called a separate residence, like we have here in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, there's nobody else in the yard, so then they eat by the father. Gushanak. And then he says, That's the halacha. So we know from elsewhere, but Metzia also, if you have somebody who's supported by the parents, so then they're considered the residents of the parents. What does it have to do with this? The Parshas Bereishis, the Mar HaGadol and the Mar HaKatan. The moon is supported by the sun, and that's why the moon is called Katan, even if it's right against Chazal. Another pshat, that we have the two Ma'oris HaGadolim, but then why is one called Katan? Not that it changed, or in Chulin. Yeah, it changed, and he argued, but the Gra says, no, Pashtus. The Gra says that something is called Katan when it is supported by something else. So the moon's light comes from the sun, and that's why it's called the Mar HaKatan and the Mar HaGadol, and that's also the Gemara. But Metzia says that in Daf Yud Beis and Abeis, and that is the Gra, one of the Gras to end all Gras. All right, that is the Gushanak. Gushanak. Okay, that's the Gra on Shulchan Aviv. Okay, we'll have to start by the Shem tomorrow with some other issues about Shulchan Aviv and interesting cases that will come up. We'll talk about Neiros Chanukah. We'll talk about hotels in Erev Chatzeros, right, in terms of sharing a kitchen and camps, v'chulu, a lot of other issues that come up, at Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, just to thank everyone who has participated in our building campaign, Baruch Hashem. We're moving with the building. Anyone who still wants to participate, feel free to join us. NofeiHashemesh.com, NofeiHashemesh.org, our entire OU family are invited to join us in building our Mikdash Ma'at here in Eretz Yisrael.